Jenny, that gets to this sort of question of where you think of yourself and other folks like you for whom this is life and death, and millions of others who have family members for whom this is life and death. Like, the energy of investing yourself in fighting for the political outcome you want to see happen.
It's not a political outcome. It's a human outcome. This isn't the America that I love. The America that I love cares about my right to life, even though I'm 46 years past being a fetus. The America that I love loves diversity. It knows that children, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel's kid, God bless him for saying what he did the other night, knows that those babies weren't born into the world with some kind of original sin that makes some of them worthy of death and the others worthy of life. This isn't robbing Peter to pay Paul. This is killing Peter to pay Paul. This isn't America.
One of the ironies, I think, of this moment is that I think partly in thanks to Trump and the lies that he told to the Republican base while he was campaigning, there is now majority support in the country for the idea that the government does have responsibility to provide all citizens with access to health care. And that is a sea change.